Please dismiss. think I found a key. I think I found a key, yeah. Over everything, put them over everything. 6 miles to a real Messiah. Steady waiting for a king since Jeremiah. Or really since he molded China and the Carolinas. Just to leave a brother speechless like his laryngitis. They barely write it in the book what it looks like. Hooked on chasing bright lights on a foot hike. Just to find something, or better someone, some young kid to do. But we hit undone and that's no walk in the park. Cause they ain't hear the cherubim dropping the hearts. You wonder if the star won't stop in the dark. You wonder if you did the whole walk on a farce. And I can feel that too. Trying to see it as he's leading me through. But keep your eyes on the star and you'll be dreaming it too. And keep the frankincense handy, you'll be needing it soon. He's got redeeming to do. Yeah.
Good evening. Good to see y'all here. The kids are excited. It's been fun. I wish you could have seen all the fun, excitement, and screaming going around. A lot of it was us adults, but it was some of them too. So, amongst the hustle and bustle of the Christmas holiday season, it's been an absolute blessing and a joy to work with your children. We've practiced for lots of hours tonight to prepare this for you. And from the very beginning, the whole purpose and goal of this was to give you a gift for you, a gift for Jesus, and a gift for God and a happy birthday gift for Jesus. So for myself, Carolina, all of us, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the privilege of getting to work with your kids and coming to their presentation of the parable of the apple.
Excuse me, I didn't realize we're all here. Why, let me introduce myself. I'm Elzer Edward Kennedy Jr., but you can call me Eek for short. I'm your resident church mouse. Yep, remember all those times you said, I wish I could be the mouse in the corner? Yep, well, I'm him, and I hear a lot. Like the time, let's just focus on today. The kids have been practicing mighty hard to celebrate Jesus' birth. Matter of fact, they say it's a gift from God from them. Just watch.
Parables. Webster say are short, simple stories, usually of an occurrence of a familiar kind, from which a moral or religious lesson may be drawn. Jesus used this way to teach often. This parable is about a lovely owl family. Father owl, mother owl, and 5 little owls who lived in a hollow tree in the grand forest. This is where the parable of the owls begins.
Come on, owl wishes. It's time for the Christmas parade. You don't want to be late again, do you?
You know how upset
Webster gets when we don't talk to you now.
Then you can
get back to your pretending owl wishes.
Pretending? Who pretends? Owl wishes are great. That's all great wishes for my life. You may satisfy them with your say. Who are my friend? Not me!
Oh, forget it. Come on. At least we can be on time. Let's hurry.
There's gonna be
trouble.
There's always trouble now Alicia's is around.
Hurry!
I think he has his own ideas. Do you know anyone like that? Well, I sure hope everything turns out okay.
Sit down, son.
Yes, sir.
What seems to be the problem? Things aren't always as they seem, young owl. Let me tell you the most wonder-filled story you'll ever hear, and then maybe you'll understand why the calling of an owl is something to be proud of.
So Owlicious sat close to his father, and his father told him the parable of the owls. He explained to Owlicious that when the owls were first created in the Garden of Eden, they looked all around and beheld such majesty and such beauty in creation, they said, Who created this? When Adam and Eve were created, and God came down and walked with them, they realized God was the creator of all things. Soon Adam and Eve sinned, and no longer had the same fellowship with God. Sin had entered and built a wall between man and God. So now the owls said, Who will restore this relationship so God and man can dwell together again? Years later, when it was time for the Savior to come, God sent his son. Oh, not as a man expected a Savior to come, but as a baby.
A baby? Who, Father? Who?
Treats in her office.
Reading from Luke chapter 2. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. And this was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were accomplished for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. All who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
Oh, Father, this seems like a very strange way to restore a relationship. Very strange.
God's ways are higher than our ways, my son.
Son of God, Lord, for all my life I've been carpenter. How can I raise the king? How can I raise the king? How could it be this baby in my arms? Sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? How could it be?
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men.
Look, there's a baby lying in the manger, just like the angel said.
We have come to worship the baby.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was a certain poor shepherd in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold.
And Father went on to explain that Jesus grew and began his ministry at 30 years of age. He was despised by many, loved by some. He was a gift to the world from God. Jesus died in the place of humans so they could choose to have a relationship with God through his son. Jesus was a gift, and Father Owl sat passing on the greatest gift to his son. Owlicious was beginning to understand that fathers gave good gifts to their sons, and sometimes fathers, in their wisdom, expected certain behavior from them.
There's just one thing that I don't understand. When the owls found out who would restore the relationship between God and man, why did they keep asking who?
Just the question Father was hoping for.
The first question is, who created all? Our second question was, who will restore the relationship between God and man? And now, who will accept this relationship with God through Jesus Christ, his Son? Who will repent their sins and live for him?
Who, Father? Who?
Whosoever. Are you a whosoever, Owlicious? Now, every time a human hears an owl say who, they're reminded that there's a decision to be made. Now, you ready to go to practice?
Got me right here. Oh, I hope Owlicious heeds his father's words.
Sir, please accept my apology. I just need to see things in a different light. My father lit a little candle on me, and I'm ready to be who God made me.
You want me to keep my stuff on then?
Who will listen? Who will care? Who will believe? Who will share the greatest message ever told? Turns hearts to Jesus that once were cold.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace wall, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child. child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Who will listen? Who will care? Who will believe? Who will share the greatest message ever told from tart stitches that once were cold? Who will you?
You know, Christmas is about gifts, and our greatest gift tonight in our church is our children. We are blessed. God has given us a rich abundance of talent, kids who love the Lord. We have just an incredible gift in those who lead our children's ministries here, and so I hope you were blessed as much as I was. I'm going to take a time to close in prayer. We're going to bless the rest of the fellowship tonight. We have some goodies for you downstairs with coffee and hot chocolate and just a time to be around the table to continue in what God has been doing in our midst tonight. And after I close in prayer, I believe we have one more thing that the team wants to share with you. So let's pray. Lord, your word says that a child shall lead them. And Lord, I know this is talking about your birth and you coming and providing a way to bring the kingdom that we may be a part of it. But Father, we've also just humbly stand before you and sit before you tonight, acknowledging that these children have led the way to start this Christmas season, to get our hearts wrapped around the joy of why you came. Thank you for their enthusiasm. Thank you for their wonder. I pray that we would capture that in our own hearts as we go forth from here tonight, that it would carry on in our time around the table. Thank you for all that prepared. I pray you bless it. Father, more than anything else, I pray that that which we receive from you, grace, that we would extend it one to another tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I, for one, really, really appreciate it. Did everybody have a good time? You guys come right over here. I'd like Linda DiNio and Christina Denikis, Carolina Wiesfinning, and Krista Nichols to come up, please. Now, these four ladies put in the most time. A lot of people put in a lot of time, but they started way back getting ready to do this, so we really appreciate their efforts. So, Krista and Carolina, thank you so much. The music people, the music pros, give them a hand, please. Christina is called the co-director, but I think she tied up all the loose ends and kept it going and brought it together. So thank you so much for that. Give her a hand. And the last one, Linda DiNio, the one who started it all in the first place. She wrote the play. Good for her. From the Mac family to you, thank you. Thank you so much. I guess with that, you're dismissed. Downstairs for snacks. Everyone must go. Thank you so much.
Baby, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Baby, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked through angels to rock? As you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.